He's not the first to say so, but Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang is sounding the alarm. Robots are coming for your job.
Technology is now automating away millions of American jobs. It's why Donald Trump is our president today, that we automated away 4 million manufacturing jobs in Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin.
But some believe robots will actually help create the jobs of the future. The World's Jason Margolis takes a look.
In Japan, interacting with a robot has become routine.
They're everywhere you turn, in the subway, in stores, in the hotels.
Cass Dawson's company is partly responsible for this. He's with SoftBank Robotics, a Japanese-owned company that's designing robots in France and building them in China. We met at the company's San Francisco office. But I wasn't there to meet Dawson.
So we're going to introduce you to Pepper, our 4-foot-tall humanoid robot.
Which product are you interested in? Tap one of the icons on the screen or ask me about it.
Credit cards.
Whether you're looking for cash back promotions.
Pepper has 2 arms, eyes, ears, and a small, smiling mouth. It can also tell corny jokes, or if you ask, it'll dance.
Yay! Let's dance.
What you're not seeing is a robot doing the robot dance. About 15,000 Peppers are deployed in Japanese and European banks, fast service restaurants, and healthcare settings. Pepper is now in U.S. bank branches, too. HSBC has them in Manhattan, L.A., Seattle, and Miami, and more are on the way. It's a way for customers in the bank to get basic information, like about mortgage rates or credit cards, without waiting in line for a teller. Dawson says something unexpected also happened with Pepper. A lot of people seem to prefer interacting with a robot.
Now, whether that's I'm going to feel judged because I don't want the platinum or black card or whatever.
With a robot, really it's a low-risk interaction. You can just walk away without appearing rude. So is Pepper going to take away jobs from people in the bank?
We've been dealing with that question for a long time. So what I say is we're not actually replacing jobs. As you saw with Pepper, we're replacing tasks. In the interaction with Pepper, it can't do everything that a human can do, and that's not the intent of it.
But studies have shown that advances in automation and robots have already cost millions of American jobs. And as artificial intelligence gets better and better, many are ringing the alarm bells. A former Google executive is warning that 50% of our jobs will be replaced within a decade. A recent Mother Jones article says that within 40 years, all of our jobs will be replaced. Truck drivers, surgeons, and CEOs, and yep, radio reporters too.
It's certainly reasonable to worry about that, but many of the people who talk about this today greatly exaggerate the likely consequences.
Thomas Malone directs MIT's Center for Collective Intelligence.
One of the main reasons I think that is that it's never happened in the past.
Malone says we've been through this fear of machines and automation many, many times before.
Think of the jobs of scribes in the Middle Ages. Their job was copying text all day long. So the printing press essentially eliminated those jobs.
And the publishing industry was born, creating new jobs, typesetters, novelists, bookstore owners, and newspaper delivery people. Still, what about all the scribes? Did they find new jobs? Malone does worry about people who are being replaced by automation today.
Can we do retraining? Can we kind of do better job matching?
Malone says that's a transition problem, though, that societies have long grappled with. And here in the U.S., job retraining programs are notorious for falling short. Lose your job to a robot? It can be tough to find a new one, especially one with comparable pay. Just down the hall at MIT's Sloan School of Management, I met with Eric Brynjolfsson. He sees great potential as robots develop emotional intelligence. Still, he's glad that people like Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang are discussing the social implications of automation.
The next 10 years could be the best 10 years we've ever seen or the worst decade. And that depends less on the technology and more on the choices we make.
Brynjolfsson asks, will the benefits of advanced robotics be shared by all of us or just result in a few more billionaires? But he isn't worried about a robot job apocalypse. He has a humanoid robot in the corner of his office. I ask, though, if a robot like that isn't coming to replace a person, why build it to resemble one?
We have a lot of our brains devoted to connecting with other humans, and we can piggyback on that when we communicate with machines by for instance, recognizing their expressions.
And then there's a whole different school of thought. But is the human element important enough, and will it weird out people?
That's Ruth Thompson with Cambridge Consultants. Both Thompson and Brynjolfsson say it'll be tricky navigating future digital human interactions.
I'm a lot of fun when you get to know me. I can dance, tell jokes.
At SoftBank Robotics, they get that. Like Cass Dawson says there's a reason Pepper is 4 feet tall and has a childlike face and voice.
The intent is to make it, I don't want to say cute, but to make it approachable and not seem like it's scary.
And he sees Pepper as a way to put more people to work. Dawson points to rosier projections that for every job advanced robotics replace, nearly 2 new ones will be created.
We're talking about programming jobs, managing the robots, understanding how human-robot interaction is important. So all of the things that you see Pepper doing.
Okay, I'm not going to worry then. No robots taking my job.
For the world, I'm Jason Margolis.